Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Thank you guys for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is Karen. Thank you guys so much. It's been 6 weeks of you hanging in there with me. So today, this is episode number 36, and we are looking at law number 6. And I am calling this law behavior equals true beliefs. And in the book, he calls this law, your behavior is a reflection of what you truly believe. So in the book, he talks about the next 5 natural laws will help you to dig deeper inside yourself and enable you to better understand why you value what you value, why you do what you do, and how you can change the beliefs that you have about yourself that are hindering you from living a productive life and finding inner peace. I told you guys it was about to get good, but it's also about to hurt a bit. So this section of the book is what I really consider relevant for today in reference to the social unrest that we are experiencing. This is the individual work that each person, each and every American needs to do so that we can have a productive conversation. The facts of this American life have been so skewed that we don't even have a correct belief that we can support. And that's the major problem I believe that we have. You know, you'll understand what I mean as I share more with you. So in the book, he has a diagram that I believe is awesome. It is called the Franklin Reality Model. It is a powerful tool for understanding motivations and behavior. So the first element of this tool is needs. He utilizes a theory from Dr. Murray Banks, who says that we have 4 basic needs in life. The first basic need is the need to live. The second is the need to love and be loved. The third is the need to feel important. And the fourth is the need to experience variety. He says that practically everything that we do is in response to us trying to satisfy one or more of these needs. And he goes on to say that it's very seldom that all 4 of our needs are completely satisfied at any given time. So imagine that, you know, we're walking around and there's a lack in our life in some area. You know, even the best of us who, you know, feel like we're self-actualized, you know, he says that at any given time in life that there is usually more or one of these needs that goes unmet. So now we're going to talk about the real meat of this section, in my opinion, which is your belief window. A belief window is an invisible window that sits in front of your face that all communication comes through. You receive information back and forth through this window, And in that window is what you believe to be true about the world, yourself, and other people. And these beliefs dictate your actions and your behaviors. You know, similar to seeing the world through rose-colored glasses. And he talks about how sometimes our beliefs may actually be incorrect, which would totally skew our interpretation of what's true about the world, ourselves, and others. So, you know, everyone has correct, incorrect, and debatable beliefs. I'm sure you've met some people that you're like, what, how do you, where did that come from? Why do you, how did you come up with that idea? And so, you know, that belief will influence their behavior. And so, you know, it doesn't matter the age of the person, because the older a person is, the more beliefs you actually have. And so if you've kind of let those things kind of get down and ingrain in you, you could have been wounded at age 5. And then at age 55, you still feel or think the same way about a thing. So, you know, this section is just too deep for me to do it justice. You really do need to get the book to be able to learn a little bit more about the belief window, because he shares a lot of information that can really provide you with a transformational experience that can change the course of your life. I truly believe that. Especially in this politically charged world, we have to challenge our views on a lot of different things. And we may have some deep-seated views that are actually incorrect about a group of people or even ourselves. And if we can remove those deep-seated incorrect beliefs, then our behavior would start to come in alignment with the correct belief. The most important point in this section is that our behavior really does line up with what we truly believe. And if we are not satisfied with our behaviors, then we need to take a long, hard look at our beliefs. Well, that's all I'm going to share with you about law number 6. I hope that you are really pondering the things that he has shared in this book. We still have a few more sections, but I tell you, I hope that you will apply this information to your life. And if you are following along with me, let's keep going. Keep participating in the Rehab Your Life community group on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram. Let's do the work to be able to make a transformational change and see an impact. If you are following along with us on the last 90 days challenge, the end of the year challenge, I encourage you to keep going, keep posting, let us know where you are, and we will keep you in prayer. So thank you guys so much for participating in another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. I will talk to you next week. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram
at rehabyourlife2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.